Village board member Pat Brockway says there are no longer any houses underwater, and all that remains to be done is pump out about 15 more basements and then clean out the homes, some of which had 4 to 6 feet of water in them.
Which basically means taking everything out of them, and it will get them out to the side and haul them away in the dumpster.
Town residents are looking forward to the arrival of a federal emergency management team tomorrow. Brockway says they're hoping the FEMA assessment process will result in some badly needed federal aid.
You know, they're just hoping to get their lives back on track, you know, get some furniture, some clothes on their back, some shoes, you know, I mean, and, you know, looking long range, we might have to find homes for some of them.
The future may also hold some serious debate about building a dike around the town to prevent future floods. The town voted against building a dike 28 years ago after another devastating flood. But right now, Brockway says that debate will wait as people look forward to a community church service on Sunday to be held in a nearby high school.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a lot of people there and a lot of prayers said, and prayers are being answered right now by the water being down. And no lives lost. We've lost a lot of things, but we haven't lost, you know, our hope and our will to keep going.
The best news is there's no rain in the forecast until later next week. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.